We continue our learning. Le'ilu Nishmas David Menachem Munush and Chaim Yaakov Ben Michos Elio. We are in the third parak of Masros, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah will go back to the discussion of being in a chatzar. We mentioned that a chatzar, Rias Pnei Abayis, is considered something that's also Koveil Amaser for produce that comes into that section. So says the Mishnah, Hamavir Te'enim Abachatzeiro Liktsos. Person is carrying figs through his courtyard, and he's planning on spreading them out to be dried, as we've mentioned in the past. So he's passing through the courtyard, and he's going to that place where he's planning to spread them out. And banav uvnevesa ochlun b'turim. So the Mishnah says here, his children and other members of his family, of his household, are able to eat them in achila sarai, without separating masos. Why? Since the figs, where are they going? They're going to be dried. If they're going to be dried, they're not fully processed. And therefore, even though they were brought into the courtyard, they had a rias pnei abayis, nonetheless, the chatzer is not going to be kaveil amaser if it is not fully processed. And this was, as we mentioned, this was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, if you recall, from the second parak. Now, the Mishnah here says the family, sons, members of the household are able to eat. What does that sound like? Sounds like that the owner, what do you mean, they're able to eat and the owner can't eat? What does that mean? So the answer is that when the figs are brought into the chatzer, they can be eaten as a snack. Why? Because it is clear, or assuming it's clear, that they're on the way to be dried. And the family members, all they know is what the father or the owner is going to be doing. So if he's planning to dry them, that's all they know about. So the assumption is they're not in charge of what he's going to change his mind, decide not to dry them, and then the process will be over. So therefore, they're able to assume they're going to be dried. They're still unprocessed. We can eat a snack from them. But the owner can't, because the owner can change his mind and may decide not to dry them. And if he decides not to dry them, then now the process of the figs is over. And what are people going to say? If people see the owner eating the figs, they're going to say, aha, he's probably changed his mind and decided to eat them right now, not to dry them out. And the owner is thinking, no, I plan on drying them out and I'm going to eat like my family's going to eat. No, people aren't going to know. There'll be a mara sign. People are going to think that, oh, he really decided not to dry them out. He decided to, this is the end of the process, and he's going to eat them the way they are, just fresh and raw, whatever. So, and look, he hasn't separated masos. Because of that marasayin, he cannot snack on them now that they're in the chatzir, even though they're on the way to be dried, only his family. Mishnah continues, ha-po'alim she'imo, if he has workers with him, these are the workers who are helping him carry the figs to the place where they're going to be dried. So the rule works like this. Bizman she'ein lahem alav mizonos. If they don't have any right of food, part of the condition of setting wages is that they get lunch, they get dinner, they get breakfast, they get food along with it, and sometimes it's not. So if ain lahem alav mizonos, they don't get food as part of their wages, but he's being nice to them and giving them a gift, then ochlun p'turim. They can eat the gift of the figs that he's giving them, and they can eat an achilas sarai without separating maser. Why? Because this is not a sale. This is not wages. This is just, and they're on the way to be dried, so they're not processed, and it's not a sale, so they're able to eat with that, and they're putter. Avalim yesh lahem olav mizonos, but if they do have the right to get the food, mean they get meals, as part of their wages, harei lo yochlu, lo yochelu, they cannot eat from these figs without separating masos. They can't eat an achilas sarai, because they're supposed to get food as part of their payment. So, and figs is one of the snacks that they're getting as part of their meals, as part of the wages, and that's considered payment, and that's considered a sale, that's considered a purchase, and therefore they can't eat it without separating masros in advance. Now, yes, the figs are not processed, but it doesn't matter, because here the figs are essentially being bought, so to speak, by the workers. So it doesn't matter that they're not fully processed. They plan on eating them the way they are. So therefore, we don't have to worry about this. Apparently, according to any of the Tanoim, they would be have to separate masros because they plan on eating them right now. And the sale is because of that sale. Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis Hamotzi Po Alav LaSadeh. Mishnah speaking again about workers eating figs, where maser has not been separated. Here we're talking about figs that are in a field, says the Mishnah, and speaking about workers who don't have mizonos, who are not able to eat, who do not have the right from the Torah to eat. So here, Hamotzi Po'al of Lasada. So he takes his workers out to the field. Bizman She'ein Lohem Olav Mizonos. Once again, if their part of the deal is they're not getting meals, so Ochlun Pturim. If the owner is so gracious that he's giving them some of the figs, so then they're able to eat an achilas sarai without separating, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. Yesh lohem alav mizonos, but he's chayak to give them meals. Then the Mishnah says, watch this. Ochlin achas achas menata'ena. They're able to eat, says the Mishnah, that they pick one fig at a time from the fig tree. Here, they're doing the picking, and they're doing one at a time, and we've learned this in the previous perek. So here, this is not a problem. Selling produce, as we said, is not kovel amaser, unless it's processed, and taking one fruit at a time is not processed. We said it's a pile. Once you take two, you'll get yourself into trouble. Now, in the previous Mishnah, remember, the figs were brought through the chatzer on the way to being dried. There, the workers couldn't even eat them one by one if it was part of the wage. Why? Because what's happening to those figs? There are two kovim, two things that are being kovel amaser with those figs. Number one, they came to the courtyard. And number two, they were being sold to the workers, so to speak, meaning it was part of their wages. So that it's true that if only you only had one of those factors, it wouldn't be an issue. But now that I have two, A, it's in the courtyard, B, it's so to speak sold because it's part of their wages, it's going to be a problem. Our Mishnah, we allow one at a time because they're not in the chatzer. So therefore, the only issue is that they're being sold, so to speak, as part of the wages. That, as long as they're taking one at a time, is okay. Mishnah then concludes, avalomen asal, valomen apkupa, valomen amoktze. But they can eat even one fig at a time, if it's in a basket of figs, or in a box, or in a pile. Why? Once they're all combined together, they're considered like they have a gemara malacha for their sale, and therefore it's prohibitive for them to eat it, even in achilas aroi.